Hang Out with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Of course, I've got all your best news and things that are going on in and around Joburg that you want to make sure you have in your diary, so do stay tuned. But to kick off, Cell C have just announced the date for their 16th annual Take a Girl Child to Work Day, yay, which is Thursday the 24th of May this year. So the Cell C Take a Girl Child to Work Day has become one of the most important life-changing days for schoolgirls around South Africa. The much-lauded initiative has had a very powerful impact on the lives of more than a million girls thus far, and preparing a core of future women leaders who will be vibrant contributors to our economy and to leading job creation in our country. I absolutely love this initiative, and I'm very, very excited that it's back again. I can't believe it's been 16 years. Wow. So the whole Take a Girl Child to Work Day falls under the Vision of Africa 2063, which is basically a continent with full gender parity, with women occupying the center stages in all sectors relevant to the economy, and providing for 50% women representation in decision making by 2020, which is not that far away. And this is, yeah, this is a huge initiative, and I think they're doing an absolutely fantastic job. Of course, our Miss South Africa 2017, Dr. Adair van Heerden, is also on board as a spokesperson for the initiative, and you need to register to participate. So all you need to do to register for the 2018 Cell C Take a Girl Child to Work Day is get onto www.cellcgirlchild.co.za. Registrations open on Thursday, March 15th. So do make sure that you've registered, or you've registered your organization, and you can bring some kids to your workplace, and they can see what it's actually like to be a woman in the workplace. I think this is a great initiative. One event that I am greatly looking forward to, which is actually kicking off this week, is the Festival of India. So if you love learning about different cultures, or you just want to get your eating and shopping on, like me, pretty much, then you want to make sure that you have diarized the highly anticipated Festival of India, which is running from the 16th, that's this Friday, 16th of March, through to the 25th of March at Monty. So you can take a trip through an authentic Indian market and enjoy one-of-a-kind shopping experiences, as well as the festival promises to offer an extravaganza of authentic Indian lifestyle, fashion, culture, and cuisine, from performers to traditional foods to authentic Indian clothing and genuine homeware. This is going to be an amazing festival for the whole family, and all of the exhibitors are direct from India. So there's going to be merchandise from Chennai, New Delhi, Mumbai, Jaipur, Pakistan, and loads, loads more. So you definitely, definitely want to check this out. So that is taking place, as I said, 16 through 25 March at Monte Casino in Four Ways, and the times are from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. daily, and tickets cost 20 rand at the door. So I will see you there. I think I'm heading through on Saturday. Another date to make sure that you have got diarized: Santana, yay, back in South Africa. I have never seen him live, and I am so excited. He is going to be in Joburg on the 13th and the 14th of April 2018 at the Ticket Pro Dome with special guests, local greats, Mango Groove, yay. So Carlos Santana became famous in the late 1960s with his band Santana, who pioneered a fusion of rock and Latin American music. And I'm very, very, very excited to go and see him. So this is going to be absolutely fantastic. And of course, Mango Groove, what's not to love? So the dates are Friday the 13th of April and Saturday the 14th of April, the Ticket Pro Dome in North Riding. Ticket prices range from 490 to 1,085 rand, and tickets are available on bigconcerts.co.za. So make sure you have those booked. Now, much excitement as the dates draw closer. WWE Live is heading to South Africa in April. And if you want to see all your WWE stars in action, then you want to make sure you have your tickets booked to the shows on the 20th and 21st of April up in Joburg. So they will be in Cape Town prior to that on Wednesday, April the 18th and Thursday, April the 19th, before heading to the Sun Arena at Times Square on Friday, April 20th, and concluding at the Ticket Pro Dome in Joburg on Saturday, April 21st. So this is a family-friendly event, and it will feature WWE superstars that you love: Titus O'Neil, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, Alexa Bliss, Sasha Banks, Asuka, and loads more. Much excitement, yay. So I was lucky enough to catch up with WWE superstar Titus O'Neil last week and chat to him a little bit more about the show and what we can expect, and a little bit more about him as well. So stay tuned as I chat to Titus O'Neil. Titus, tell us, welcome to South Africa, first of all. Tell us a little bit about how you got started in the industry and how you wound up where you are today.
Well, I got started, one of my really good friends is Dave Bautista, who's a former WWE champion, now turned movie star. Had talked to me about getting involved with professional wrestling, and I was like, no, I'm not interested in doing that. And I was driving one day in South Tampa to pick up a pair of dress shoes, and across the street was a place called FCW, which is now called NXT. And I called Dave. I said, is this a place that you were talking about me coming down to take a look at? And he said, yeah. And I said, I'm gonna poke my head in the back door and see what it's about. And here it is 8 years later. I'm still poking my head in the back door, but I'm going to work now.
And what does your average day consist of? So I know you're on the road a lot, but how do you, what do you eat? How do you train on the road and at home?
Yeah, well, when I'm at home, I usually go and I go to the gym. I wake up at 4:30 and go to the gym at 5 just because I want to get my workout out of the way, and then be able to get back to the house, get my boys situated for school, take them to school, have some that quality time with them on the way, and then I run my errands, you know. I have a foundation for kids, and so I run that as well and do different things, different community events throughout the city of Tampa. And then I get those things knocked out, go and pick my boys up from school, whatever sport they're playing. Then I end up going and coaching and participating and attending their games. And then we go home, we eat dinner, or we go out to eat. Get up again to do it the next day.
Do the same thing.
Yeah, I usually leave my house on Fridays and come home on Tuesdays on a general work week. And when I'm on the road, I usually sleep a little bit longer. I usually and work out around 10 or 11 o'clock. Then get to the building, get do the show, and then drive to the next city or fly to the next city.
How much of it is acting and how much is real?
Well, the actual physical aspect of it is very real. All of them, all are real. The emotions of what we're feeling and things like that, that's, we're playing characters on television. Good guy versus bad guy. It's like going to a movie or watching a favorite TV show. Just because someone died in a movie doesn't mean that they died in real life.
In real life,
you see them on the red carpet the next night.
And do you guys like hang out together after, like afterwards,
absolutely.
And
we're
whatever?
We're one big family. I mean, we're on the road together so much. It's really all we have away from our regular family. So we're very close knit.
Okay, and last question: what can we expect? Ooh. Bless you. What can we expect from the South African show in Cape Town and in Pretoria?
Well, you can expect a lot of energy. We got about 20 to 25 WWE superstars coming over from the Raw roster. Those including Braun Strowman, who's a monster among men, Roman Reigns, Nia Jax, Asuka, Sasha Banks, Elias, myself, Titus Worldwide taking over South Africa. We're going to be, you know, we're going to give them everything they see on TV and some more. And so we're looking forward to doing that.
And so are we. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great chatting to Titus O'Neil. And I must say, I have a newfound respect for these guys. They work pretty hard and they have pretty grueling schedules. I am actually looking forward to going through and seeing my first WWE live match I've watched on TV before, and I never ever thought this would be something that I would be interested in. But the more time I spend chatting to people like Titus and doing my research, it actually looks pretty interesting. So make sure you have the dates diarized, 20th and 21st of April at the Sun Arena in Pretoria and the Ticker Pro Dome in Joburg, respectively. The show starts at 8 p.m. and tickets range from 460 through to 1,750 Rand. And you can book on CompuTicket.com, or, of course, all info is available on my website, heatherhook.com. Other dates you want to make sure you have in your diary. I've been speaking about him most of the year. I spoke to him early in January. Dynamo, the magician, is heading to South Africa on Friday the 11th of May through till Sunday the 13th of May, also at the Sun Arena at Times Square in Pretoria. And the tickets range from 375 through to 675 Rand. If you want to see amazing acts of mind power and levitation, Dynamo has walked on water on the Thames. He has levitated in front of the statue of Christ the Redeemer in Rio. He has done some absolutely amazing things. And a lot of celebrities have been through to see him and done work with him. And I'm super, super excited. He promised me levitation. I'm going to hold him to that. And I'm really looking forward to seeing these shows in May. You can book now on CompuTickets. Now, a heartwarming story that I just actually really had to share, because this is a company or an NGO that really, really needs our assistance. The Sandton SPCA recently appealed in the media for community assistance to raise funds for a vehicle to help them with emergency calls and being able to get into the communities that they serve. And within days, SLC, thanks to its ongoing Acts of Kindness campaign, together with Abela Business Leasing and Melrose Nissen, came to the SPCA's assistance. They only had three buckies. They had a vast area to cover, with some of them with inaccessible roads in the townships. And the organization really, really needed another one-time bucky. The need became even more urgent after they received a call about a dog being abused and they were unable to get there to assist because of the lack of transport. And through the partnership with Abela Business Leasing and Melrose Nissen, SLC are going to be able to take over the monthly repayments as well as the annual cost of licensing and full maintenance and tire replacement on the car for 3 years. And this is a huge, huge, huge donations. The guys at SPCA are doing such amazing things, and they really need all the help that they can get. You can, of course, read the full article on my website, heatherhook.com. But if you want to get involved, or you want to get involved in the Acts of Kindness program, or you just want to donate to the Sandton SPCA, please visit their website, www.sandtonspca.org.za, and see how you can get involved. It doesn't necessarily have to be money. It can be your time as well. They need everything that they can get. Dog food, blankets, anything that you can do to help is greatly, greatly appreciated. So check that out. And of course, details on my website, heatherhook.com. Now, last but not least, coming up this weekend, the Autumn Wine Festival 2018 is taking place at the Peach Hotel in Melrose. The hotel is going to be transformed into a festive carnival with a variety of winery offering tastings at individual stations, and it's always loads of fun. So some of the wine estates are going to be participating in the festival this year. Ataraxia Wines, Avondale Wines, Barden Horse Family Wines, Glen Ellie Estate's going to be there, Clan Azals is going to be there, Montpellier, Morgenstern, my favorite, Valdo Prosecco, Vatgelegen, Valera, Vondeling Wines, and Zevenwacht Wine Estate, among a few. There are too many for me to mention. This is going to be a fun day out. Please note, no kids under the age of 18, just because of licensing laws, serving alcohol, etc. And that is Saturday the 17th of March from 12 until 5 at the Peach Boutique Hotel at 61 North Street in Melrose. Tickets are 295 Rand per person, and this includes the wine tasting and 125 Rand in food vouchers. Do make sure that you book. Booking is essential. Thepeach.co.za, that's peach with a double E, so the P-E-E-C-H.co.za, and then click on their Autumn Wine Festival 2018 tab. And make sure you have your tickets booked. This is set to be a fun day out in the city. That is it from me for this week. Of course, I will be back with you next week, sharing all of your latest news and views and things on the go in this beautiful city of Joburg that we live in. Of course, if you are on social media, please do get engaged. I am a self-confessed social media junkie. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook as well, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And of course, the website, in case you missed it, www.heatherhook.com. Everything that I've spoken about on the show today is all on the website, so you can go and check it out. And I will be back with you again next week. Have a beautiful day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.